I think that the apologizing was very important. I think Judge Zagel was looking for some contrition on his part. Although I would say a 14-year sentence is a lot different than the 3 or 4 that his counsel wanted. I would say that is a very strong sentence, and I think does send a very strong message.
We were hearing possibly much longer after the sentence for Tony Rezko. Will this send the message and change the culture, ultimately, of Illinois government?
I think that in terms of the culture of Illinois government, I think that Patrick Fitzgerald's work in general does that. I think people are clear that Fitzgerald is after changing the culture and after sending strong messages, and I think Judge Zagel is as well. And I think that, you know, when you get above 10 years, which is above what Tony Rezko got, I think that you are sending a strong message.
We saw a statement, I don't know if you've seen it, from the state Republican Chair Pat Brady, and he says, I'll just read the sentence, ends the Raul Blagojevich saga, but unfortunately his enablers continue to burden the people of Illinois with financial mismanagement and higher taxes. Do you think that lawmakers or politicians did anything that allowed or encouraged these misdeeds?
You know, I think quote-unquote enablers is much too strong a term. Let's not forget that the people of Illinois elected Governor Blagojevich twice. So if you want to talk about enablers, you can talk about the people of Illinois, the electorate being an enabler as well. I think that what Governor Blagojevich did, he has been found guilty for, and I think that he's been given a strong sentence for.
That was my next question, actually. What's the responsibility of voters after this to the people that voted for Blagojevich twice, researched our candidates some more?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The media in the last election and his second election, if you go back and look, the media did a very good job bringing out the governor's record and raising questions about what he did and raising questions about his practices. The electorate chose not to listen to that. So if we want to change the culture of Illinois, I think it starts with more education. I think it starts with education at the K-12 level. And I think that it also means the electorate pays more attention to issues as well. So I think a strong message has been sent. We're going to have to see in the future what the impact is in the culture.